Random Ass Podcast.
Doing something we have not done in a long time.
On location.
See, we just told you you were loud.
You even said yourself you were loud.
And yeah. It wasn't that loud.
And then it was loud.
All right, sorry.
So three of us are here. We're missing the only female contingent of our group, but we are at sponsor of the show, Beer Sauce Shop.
It is wonderful in here.
Yeah, we're here tonight for beer school, so I don't know how long we're going to go with this, and I don't know what's going to go on after this. I can't even tell you how the night's going to play out. We're supposed to sit down with someone from Perennial. We're going to sit down with Andrew. I think Tom's going to bounce on us.
Yeah, I got to go wash a baby. Or a toddler. I'm not sure which one I'm going to get tonight.
You're going to go wash a baby.
Your life sounds awesome.
You got to qualify that, because I'm going to go wash my own child, because you don't want to just grab a random baby and start washing them.
I think that was implied that I was going to wash my own child.
You never said it. There was no implication there. You were.
I didn't want to judge.
I'm going to go to an orphanage and just go pick me out the cutest toddler you can.
Well, you are Catholic. Do you wash their feet?
So I think you'll notice, too. Let's get back on track, because we don't want to go down that road. But I think you'll notice, too, that this is a different sound than we have had at some other remotes. This is not an acoustical, conducive environment for a podcast.
No.
It's not as good as Studio Bohagen.
Or even the extra room at Shamrocks is a pretty solid one. So, but it is. We're going to get through it. And, you know, it is a packed house, for one. It's going to be a lot of people here at Beer School tonight. And it's, like I said earlier, it's Perennial. So, we're going to bite our tongues and not mention that we've talked about them in the past.
Let's just pretend they came here to listen to us talk, and the Perennial Beer School is a bonus.
Yeah, this is a live show.
Yeah.
We have a crowd. That is. Unfortunately, it also sells beer, so the crowd gives two shits about us.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's even looked at us.
One lady looked at us, and that's what was going on.
Yeah, but she looked entertained. She smiled. Yeah.
She did.
So, before you do end up bouncing tonight, and before we jump in, do we got anything? I mean, I guess we should bring it up. This is still episode 100 week.
Yep.
A celebration of the riches.
Yeah. So,
and Bender.
I was going to ask you guys this had we sat down for a regular podcast that we didn't get to do.
Well, thanks that you guys didn't do that. That was very sweet.
What if we... Yeah, you're welcome. We do everything for you, bud.
I know.
What have we learned over 100 episodes about ourselves or our podcast?
No, that's a great question.
I'd argue absolutely nothing.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't grown as a human, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
I guess we're somewhat entertaining due to our downloads.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, a good significant amount of people commented that they thought the last episode was our funniest. So maybe I need to just start posting all the unaired stuff.
Yeah. You know, me and Tom here had a very deep conversation about strip clubs. If you were recording the last shit we were just doing while you were gone.
Oh, man, I did not have it going. Like I said,
that was gold.
Like I said, if you're in the studio, the mics are hot. I don't leave them running. You know, when we're on look, because some random person could just come up and start chit chatting.
That'd be awesome too.
Yeah, like maybe talking dirty.
Talk dirty to me.
They're setting up an extra table over there. I feel like that one should be for us. The plastic one, bringing out the good china for the Random Ass podcast.
Apparently our sponsor doesn't treat us like MVPs, but that's okay.
We got some free beer. That's all we need.
We did get a free beer.
That's essentially paying us, because you know we're going to drink no matter what.
But yeah, thanks, Andrew.
We did find out, though, that they did not have Moscata here tonight.
I don't even know what Moscata is.
It's a wine.
Isn't it Moscato?
Sure, that's it.
Yeah, I don't think Moscata.
What did I have? I had... Cabernet.
Trust me, I grew up in Southeast Missouri. I think they pronounce it Moscata down there.
Yeah.
And like I said before, Cabaret is a great movie with Cher and Christina Aguilera.
I've watched it. It's not that bad.
I enjoyed it.
Well, speaking of musicals, Bender apparently is going to Hamilton.
I am going to Hamilton.
What do you think of that?
I'm a little jelly.
He'll get his tickets.
Do you think that Tom's ready for this jelly?
I don't think he is.
Me neither.
I think he's...
It's too booty-less.
Funny story is, my wife used to think that was, you're just jealous.
We'll be the judge of that. Funny story.
Yeah. It's kind of a cute story, but you have to know my wife.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't think you're ready for this jelly. You're just jealous. I don't know. She got it all wrong. It was cute when she'd sing it, though, in the car.
Oh.
Can Rachel carry a tune?
No, she's fucking awful. But I love her.
Yeah.
One time she called me when we worked at Schnucks, and she butt-dialed me, and she is blasting a Rascal Flatts song, just fucking belting it out in her car.
Is she the singing equivalent to Elaine dancing on Seinfeld?
Yeah, yeah. It just belting it. And was I'm like, hello?
Was life a highway and she was wanting to ride it
all
night long?
And she's just singing it. And I'm like, hello? And she's not answering. And I worked at Schnucks at the time. And my buddy Tom and me are in video department. And we're listening to it. And then we put it over the PA at Schnucks. And just fucking, she belted for like 2 minutes on the Schnucks PA, and people are like running around looking for it, and then we hung out. It was great.
I was actually.
It is amazing you're still married to her.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, that was before we were married, so she still said yes.
I was thinking of this story. I'm going to tell a story about what I was thinking about. Actually, it's weird you brought that PA thing up because I used to work at the Evil Empire of Retail.
Yeah.
And when I worked there, this was before I was the in charge of the deli. This was when I just worked near the deli.
Mm-hmm.
There was this girl who wasn't bad looking, but she would get on the PA every time they'd pull out fresh chicken.
Did she ever touch her salami?
No. Nor my Braunschweiger. But she would get on there and she would do things like every time they'd put out fresh chicken, she'd get on there and go, did someone say free chicken? No, we said fresh chicken. And she'd go, bah, 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 and she'd make these like cool little things. So
like, cool is
well, yeah, well I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. Let me rephrase these quirky little things Well, when she would get on there, they became such a joke that a bunch of the guys would run back there and try to knock her off her game while she was doing it, which erupted in a big fight, which erupted into her trying to whack someone with a wiffle ball bat. And this manager, who was the first in my life, probably the first gay person that I was ever had a long relationship with. I was friends with him because he was my manager. Not a relationship. But no, he was one of the best bosses I ever worked for. But he had to physically restrain her and jerk the bat out of her hand.
he knew how to jerk some bats.
Oh, man.
But a lot of innuendos.
It was a harmless joke that everybody got a kick out of and turned into an ugly, ugly situation.
Yeah.
And I actually wasn't a part of it that night. I had been guilty in the past. But being not one that was in trouble, I got to be the moral high ground. Like, you guys need to cut that crap out, you know?
We used to do shit on the PA all the time. It was fun.
I thought he was going to stop right there.
No, I was going to go into a bunch of stories, but we'd be here all night. And we're not here for that. We're here for beer school.
We are here for beer school.
And episode 100 to celebrate us.
Yeah. 100. No,
nobody can hear you. You won't get close to that mic.
Episode 100 to celebrate us. I can hear myself in the headphones that I'm wearing.
That's because I got you turned up way loud.
Probably needed to be done.
Yeah, yeah. So what else? What else about 100 episodes? We've met some good people. I think we talked about it pretty much over the year episode.
My friendship with you, for starters.
Yeah, look at that.
So it's had its drawbacks.
Yeah, that was on the
we're figuring out what
the recap where we were talking about the. You asked me if it was a Scotch ale, and I was like, yeah, because I was hungover, and you're like, it's not a fucking Scotch ale. It is about as far from a Scotch ale as you can get. I was like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Wait, that wasn't me, though.
No, it was you asking me about the sump I brought over from Perennial.
I don't even know what that had to do with our friendship, but he told me.
But that was the first episode. Yeah. That was the first episode that he came on.
Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ, right. Guys. I don't remember shit. Now I remember the first time.
But he didn't preface that with anything, though. He just jumped into a story.
He kind of just run into that.
We didn't.
Well, I had a conversation in my head that I thought I had said out loud. Sorry, I do that sometimes.
If there are only microphones inside your head.
Yeah. It'd be scary.
Do you think he'd interrupt himself? I'm sorry. Do you think he'd hashtag binderupt himself?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, I did it a few episodes ago.
I didn't listen to that one.
Which makes it, I don't think ignoring an episode is a thing. So, but yeah, Missy, I said something to Missy. I said, hey, I hate to hashtag binderupt you here, but.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I do remember that.
And now that's a thing. So.
That good.
As much as a thing can be on the show.
Yeah.
So 3 or 4 people have done it.
I think I'm the only one that has done it. So next time in one of you tweet, I'm going to like immediately follow with, hey, shut up, hashtag Binderupted.
Yeah.
Which probably won't be as funny because you're going to get your thought out.
I bet Bender Interrupted will be better than Girl Interrupted.
Well, I don't know. I dug that movie.
I don't remember anything about it.
Oh, it was a good movie. Either. Hey, speaking of the Twitters, let's talk about that real quick. So are we – I'm nay on this, but are you guys pro or nay – on the extending, doubling the characters?
Nay.
Nay as well.
Yeah. One thing we will get I was telling somebody at work, we're going to get half the amount of tweets from the president, but they'll be twice as long.
Yeah.
So the exact same amount of characters from him.
We can't wait for the dot, dot, dot. Like, we're going to, and then wait. Yeah. And like, Pennsylvania tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know that it needs it. I mean, it's almost just going to be Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all going to morph into one thing at the end of the day anyway, right?
Yeah. There was an art, kind of like when Vine first came out, and it was only 6 seconds. There was an art to doing a good one.
That's dead though now, right?
Yeah, R.I.P. yeah, because Vine. Of Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff.
Snapchat ruined it.
Well, I don't think Snapchat did. I think it was the Facebook Live videos and the Instagram, because you have an infinite amount of time almost.
But that's not as funny though.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You were an early adopter of Snapchat. Is it?
I'm not on the Snapchats.
I'm on there, but I really only follow our friend Jeff, who's borderline criminal activity on there. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
When I say borderline, it's actual criminal activity, but it's hilarious.
I do wish Snapchat was around when I was in high school and college so I could be seeing them titties.
I hate to incriminate a friend, but I'm going to need you to elaborate on what kind of criminal activity.
A lot of weed stuff.
Okay.
Lots of weed stuff.
It was that or hiding bodies. I knew it had only been two options.
He likes to put, like, buds by his infant daughter.
Yeah. Oh, boy, he can get in trouble for that.
That's probably not smart.
No, you can get the shit. That happened on Facebook.
What did he give me? He got me one where he sent me one where he was, like, riding dirty already, and it's, like, him pushing his daughter through a park in her stroller and his fucking one-hitter and his bag of weed sitting right next to her. I'm like, Jeff, come on, man.
Yeah, we're definitely never throwing his last name out there. That is a problem.
His actual name is Jim.
yeah, Jim. You misheard.
Jim.
That's a hard M. Hard M. That sounds like an F.
Jim Jefferson.
Jefferson. That's it. That's why we call him Jeff. Yeah. So shout out to Jim Jefferson. And that's going to suck if a Jim Jefferson gets busted here in the next week.
Well, I mean, if he was riding dirty, that's his own fault.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like he's got kiddie porn. The real Jim Jefferson.
Oh, that Jim Jefferson's got some kiddie porn. Old JJ's got some twisted shit.
Good old double J.
That's J-E, don't laugh.
Well, we have quickly gone off the rails here.
Yeah, we got to kiddie porn. Well, we started with washing babies, so.
That is, it's all circular.
Full circle. Do you think we need to stop and get a spot close for the beer tasting?
We should probably learn something.
Yeah, let's go and see. All right.
Before we leave, since I probably won't be on the way back, love you guys.
Love you too, buddy. God damn it. You know what I really wanted to happen there? I wanted him to do a Let's Go Blues and you to bend erupt him.
No.
That would have been great.
No. I've been working on my interruptions, except for that one.
And that one.
Yeah, and right now. So, we love you too. And I love you guys. And for 100 episodes, you guys have been like my co-hosts.
Yeah.
Yep.
You thought I was going to say brothers there, but I like you guys more than my brother. So let's hit pause and let's go pay attention and see how this works out.
Sounds good.
All right, bye.
You're not going to let go of blues then? Let's go blues?
Yeah, you won't be here later.
I'm doing this?
Well,
let's go blues!
All right, so we're coming back in from doing our beer school with Perennial.
It was amazing.
And we brought someone from Perennial back in with us. So
We got a new friend.
Can you introduce yourself for us?
Yeah, so my name is Matt Besh, and I'm one of the brewers down at Perennial Artisan Ales.
I got to tell you what, Matt. I've done, between Shamrocks and here and other places, I've done... I don't know, 30, 40 beer schools?
Yeah.
This might be my favorite.
No way.
Yeah, and I can tell you, it's two reasons. One, you did a good job, and I like your guys' beers anyway, but then you guys went over the top with these bottles that you brought in.
I was going to say, it's purely the variety. I mean, the beers are delicious, but the amount of variety that you guys brought, nobody's ever brought that many different types of beers.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, that's what we strive to do is we want to showcase like I said, we brew a large array of beers, and we want to showcase that. Especially at events like this, it's great to be able to come out to talk to people about how much beer, the different variety of beer that we make.
Now, you are a brewer there.
Yes, I am.
And do you do quite a few of these? Or how many of these have you done?
I've brewed probably 90% of what we brought out here.
And how many beer schools have you been a part of for going around the area, the metro area?
This is my first beer school.
Oh, you did a great job. Oh,
right on. I won't lie. I was nervous. I'm not going to lie.
We were given a warning that you were pretty shy.
I mean, was it that one in the checkered shirt?
It definitely was. Yeah. It definitely was. But I tell you what, here's the thing about being shy, and whether it's a podcast, talking in front of people, I've always found beer helps.
Yeah.
Oh, always.
It helps to break it out.
Always.
Liquid courage.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, so how long did you say you've been with Perennial?
So I started working in Perennial's tasting room in the fall of 2014.
Now, were you a home brewer before you got into?
I'd home brewed a little bit, one or really just one batch, to be honest.
No shit.
Yeah,
and you just
dived
right in?
I dove right in. I moved down here to go to grad school, actually, at UMSL.
Okay.
I got my master's in criminology,
So the natural transition to brewing beer from criminology.
Yeah, that was the logical place I was taking my career.
That
absolutely
makes
total sense. So there's hope for the rest of us
exactly,
who weren't chemists.
Exactly.
Well, so you started out in the tasting room. Where'd you go from there?
I did that for about 8 months while I was working another job post graduation. I was doing research and just bartending, extra money.
Mm-hmm.
I like bartending. I did it all the way through college, so why not? And I had my project end with that company, and Phil asked if I wanted to intern in the back.
And there it was.
And I said, hell yeah.
Yeah.
There you go, man.
So as a brewer, and you guys got a head brewer. What's your head brewer's name?
Tim Duske.
That's right. Okay. I knew it was Tim. So how much input as a assistant brewer or however you call it, just a brewer, how much input do you get on styles and what you do?
We generally like to treat our brewing staff as we're all treated pretty equally. Like we'll sit down production meetings, or we all, you know, input is always welcome from anybody on the staff. Absolutely.
All right.
And you're always welcome to experiment with brewing a recipe, and sometimes it'll get ramped up into a full production beer.
That was going to lead to my next question. What's one that you've been particularly proud of that's made it into a bottle?
So I have actually not had a full production beer yet. So when I say I've brewed 90% of them, none of those beers are actually my recipes.
Okay, yeah.
I've just brewed a lot of those styles of beers.
But but the first one, I mean, that's got to make you feel good when it does happen.
Oh, I can't wait for it to happen.
Yeah.
It's got to be on par with, like, winning the Academy Award, right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be the
same
thing.
I think so. All right. There
World Series Academy Award.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. There is a couple questions I want to ask you that I'm really interested, because I was just talking to Katie of Craft Republic.
Yeah.
And I kind of... and
You know
I,
her, right?
Yeah, and I apologize.
I don't know how, but I do.
What's your event manager name? She's super nice.
Also Katie.
Katie, okay. That's confused.
Convenient.
Yeah, right?
I was going to ask her, because you guys... we do have some... We have quite a few listeners outside the St. Louis area, and... Even though you guys have a good nationwide presence, you're a hard beer to get.
Yeah.
Which I want to. That's one of the things I want to talk about. But there's a couple of one of my favorite things right now, and I want to know how aware of it you are in the St. Louis area. Is I'm a member of it just because it cracks me up. But the St. Louis Beer Enthusiast on Facebook.
I'm aware of it. I'm not on Facebook, so I've never seen it, but I definitely am aware of it.
So these people crack me up, and I'm not going to talk shit on them except for this part.
Kind of are.
This part here. There's. I want to know your thoughts on this. So you guys have, you don't produce a large amount of beer compared to some of the big dogs, compared to locally Schlafly or Boulevard or things like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But so you put your heart and soul into these beers, and they are truly artisan ale. They're art. They are art. So there's a sect of, for whatever reason, the St. Louis craft beer enthusiasts that are chugging your beer and other people's beer. And I look at that, and I want to lose my mind. I've not seen anybody do it with Maman yet. But
that'd be a tough one to chug.
I haven't heard of that one. I've heard of Barrel Age Abraxas being done.
It blows me away.
I've seen some YouTube videos of some either regular Abraxas or Barrel Age. I'm not sure which one. And I don't even know how you could do that. That makes me sick just thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Your beers are meant to be shared.
Right.
Like, your beers are sitting around, everybody... has one, you know, did a couple different bottles, and it's not really a sit at home by yourself and drink it. It's a social beer.
Exactly.
And I think you guys do an amazing job at it, I just want to say.
One of the other things I want to ask you your thoughts on, and we were talking to Katie, your event manager Katie, about this, and this is something that does drive me crazy, and I understand it. Don't get me wrong. I understand it. But I've always wanted to know what the brewer's thoughts on it are. Because on one hand, I can see where this is kind of could be frustrating. On the other hand, it's a compliment. But like Maman, that came out how long ago now?
Maman would have come out about a month ago.
Yeah. So I'm not the guy that trades. I'm not the guy that tries to resell. But you see it out there. I showed him. I said, there's people asking for $300 a bottle for that right now. I mean, just I don't know how that registers to someone that actually brews the beer.
It's frustrating. It's definitely hard to see something that you work hard to make and then decide that, you know, we're going to sell it for this because that's what we think is a fair price. And then somebody then choosing to turn it for an exponential profit off of the hard work that you did.
It's literally the only equivalent that we have from beer to sports of a guy reselling someone's autograph that they gave to, you know, for an athlete.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a slight compliment to it, though, right?
Yeah, there's a small one.
If there's going to be a silver lining, it's the fact that
you
put your blood, sweat, and tears into that, and there's people willing to pay that money for it. You don't have to be the asshole that's going to charge them that. But at the same time, if somebody's willing, if there's a market for it, people are willing to pay for it.
It's because it's good.
In the end, it's a commodity. It's what we do.
And it's almost free market research.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you can double the batch, cut the middleman out, which is that guy selling it for $300 next year, and everybody can have it.
And by the way, as a person that I cut my teeth on oatmeal stouts 15, 16 years ago. That's how I got into. Well, at the time, we called it imports when I was a kid.
Okay.
But craft beer,
yeah.
He's old.
It's amazing.
Awesome.
It is a great beer.
Awesome.
It is. It's and I. This is a. And I've had Fantastic Voyage before, so I was happy to see that.
Yeah.
But you know, I look at beer, kind of the way, I don't know, almost the way I know you're aware of Four Hands. Their, I'm sorry, Urban Chestnut. Their Grove location.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a big, big room. Now, it just screams. Get as many people as you can to hang out and celebrate and drink.
Yeah.
And that's the way I brew beer. And I don't know why on earth anyone would want to wait in line for 2 hours and then turn around and flip it.
And then not enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, to me, like, you saying, like, that's an amazing beer, that's more of a compliment than somebody selling it for
$300. Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with that.
From
somebody that bought the bottle, enjoyed the bottle, and got to tell me how good it was.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this, for those that don't know, I was telling Katie this as well as all time also. I've been a member of Sip Club with Schlafly and other memberships. There's a sticker shock that comes with your guys' membership.
Yeah.
But once you get past the initial, holy cow, it's $325, I believe, three something like that.
I think it was in that range, $375.
Oh, yeah,
$375 maybe.
Once you get past the sticker shock and you look at it, you guys also, not only do you brew good beer, that's the best value of a membership I think I've seen out there.
And what is it?
You
get 12 exclusive releases for the year at least.
Yes.
You get 2 weeks to pick up your beer.
Correct.
You get 15% off at the tasting room.
Correct.
And
you get first right of refusal to anything outside of those 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when we release Abraxas, you're given the opportunity to buy that. Sump, any of the Imperial Stouts, those kind of things. We also throw a party at the end of the membership for the members.
Oh, that's – and when does that renew?
It kind of varies based off of the cycle of the beers because it's the first 12 barrel-aged beers that we've come out with.
Okay.
So then once those 12s are up, it's ready to cycle into a new membership program. It seems to be on roughly about a year pace.
Okay.
But we're only now on starting our third year, so it's still really new.
Wow.
I can't believe it's been 3 years already, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Like, the Maman was the first beer of the third membership cycle.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So Abraxas, which is, I think most people outside of St. Louis that are listening, that's probably the one they know, is the Abraxas.
Yeah, I would agree.
And Abraxas was like your first big hit, right?
Yeah. As far as, like, yeah, absolutely.
And let me ask this too. And was that did that get medals at Great American Beer Fest?
So we have not.
You haven't
ever
done that.
Submitted that one, as far as I know, to Great American Beer Fest because it's not out by that time.
Oh, okay.
It comes out every November. We may, if we've submitted any of them, and we might have submitted a barrel aged version in the past, but I don't think so.
I know I've seen awards associated with beers, and I thought it was Abraxas.
So we got GABF Barrel Aged Sump.
Oh, okay.
Won an award a few years ago. 2 years ago, Savant Blanc.
I don't think I had that one.
That won a gold medal in American Sour Beer.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And then last year, Meriwether won a silver in Saison.
Okay.
Classic Saison.
So does the – well, obviously, that's the big one in the United States is the GABF, right?
Yes.
And how does that – as a brewer and as a working for a brewery, but more specifically a brewer, is that – how does that feel? I mean, is that a good feeling when they come back?
Yeah, it's always great to win those kind of – get that kind of recognition for a beer from people that are trained to taste things. They're blind tasting things, and to have your beer stand out against – in some of the categories, hundreds of other
beers.
That's
amazing.
It's a great feeling.
Yeah.
And that's coming up soon, by the way. That's up. It's in Week? 2 weeks?
That is next week.
Next week.
Next
yeah.
week.
Now, you guys submitted anything this year?
We did submit some things. Honestly, I do not know off the top of my head what we did.
That's okay. You make the beer. It's the other people who market
right?
it.
But I think we were limited. This year, they limited things to 4 submissions. And I know we submitted beer. Like I said, I just don't know what.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So be on the lookout for more gold medals.
Yeah, I hope so.
There
Cross
you go.
Our fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had a couple questions. Number one, what is your favorite style that outside of in or outside of what you guys brew there?
I
if you're sitting at home on watching football,
if I'm sitting at home, I'm cracking a Pilsner.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Okay.
You know what? I was having this conversation with someone. God, I can't remember who it was. A week or two ago, I feel like Pilsners have been lost in the shuffle.
Yeah,
they have been, but there's a little resurgence.
A little
along.
Bit.
They're doing
I've
okay.
Seen, I've seen
there's a resurgence coming back for that kind
now,
of that beer.
Who? My other question is, who's your best, friendliest rivalry? You know, I know it's a little bit of the craft beer scene's a brotherhood,
it's a
but
great
it's also
family.
A fun yeah. rivalry. Who's your favorite rivalry down? You know,
favorite
around here.
Rivalry.
Are your favorite non-perennial brewery
yeah.
that you...
Who you like bumping up against or going up against in these, you know, breweries and all that stuff, you know, challenges and competitions
I mean,
and whatnot?
I can say my favorite places to go hang out at.
Okay,
yeah, that's,
that'll work.
Because that's, I mean, I love going to Civil Life, Second Shift, Four Hands. Those are the three
yeah.
I hang out
yeah.
at the most, absolutely.
Okay.
I tell
yeah,
you,
I worked right next to Four Hands for years. Those guys are awesome.
It's just, it's good people making good beer.
Yeah.
That's what I love about this industry.
They've also got... Maybe one of my favorite annual things is their Christmas release box.
Yeah.
With their stout,
the
where they do the different chocolate
oh,
variation
hands,
stuff.
With the,
yeah, forehands,
yeah.
yeah.
The variation on the milk stout.
Civil Life is all. I was happy to see Civil Life started bottling and actually, or canning.
Canning, yeah.
He actually he announced that on our podcast
yeah.
2 years ago at the
oh,
St.
Awesome.
Charles Craft Beer Fest.
Yeah.
He goes, hey, this is a little peak. We're going to start canning soon. I haven't told anyone that in public. And
yeah.
I tell you that they make my favorite brown.
Yeah.
yeah.
Favorite brown beer.
Mine too. The American brown?
I like
yeah.
them both. I like
yeah.
the North English and the American.
And the North, yeah, right
yeah, I
on.
Like both of them. So, I mean, my wife is, her favorite style is brown ales, which,
okay.
again, another one kind of lost in the shuffle that seems to be people bringing it back a little bit.
Yeah.
It's very, I think it's seasonal. Like, it's a good season. It tastes good when it's cooler outside.
I agree. I'm with you on that.
What else?
I lost it.
That makes sense.
Give me a... For those of us who aren't in the, you know, brewing business, can you run quick day in your life of you as a brewer?
As a brewer, it varies. On days I'm brewing versus days I'm in the... So at Perennial,
okay.
We have guys that do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Our brewers are also our cellarmen. Everybody does a little bit of everything.
Okay.
So on a typical day going into work in the cellar, you're building orders to send out, you're bottling beer... You're cleaning tanks, you're transferring beer, you're drinking beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's rough. That is
rough. It's rough. And then brewing days, typically gets to 1 to 2 days a week.
Okay.
We kind of cycle through. We got 7 of us that we all like to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to split it up and usually get to do it about once or twice a week.
What's your guys' annual production up to now?
We hit 3,500, just over 3,500.
Oh, that's
2016,
not bad. Man, that's not
and,
bad.
And I think we're supposed to get close to 5 or a little bit more
wow.
this year. So.
That's good growth.
Almost
yeah,
double.
Absolutely.
That's nice.
From what I understand, that's kind of what the pace we've been at every year since we opened.
Cool.
What do you think about, this is more of a broad general question about the entire industry of craft beer. It's kind of an anomaly industry, and I come from a sales background in a different – well, I do sales in a different market that it just – too much of a good thing really ruins it. But it just seems like, as it stands, there's more opening than there are closing.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, it's such an – we'll go back to your name, artist. It's an artistic style. And everybody, you know, tastes our beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Absolutely.
For everyone.
Yeah.
Is there a limit to where we can go? Like, what would be too many breweries in St. Louis, do you think? You think we could get to Portland or Asheville?
I don't know what the number is, but there definitely is a number out there. Like, there's a point where it just becomes
obnoxious.
Too much. And there's not going to be enough support to support everybody.
Well, and I guess if that happens, and I don't, you know, I was listening to the Brews Room, a friend of ours, Kyle, who owns Shamrocks. He's got the Brews Room
yeah.
with Jeff and
yeah.
Exit 6. And
I just
stuff.
Met him right before we came here.
Great
actually.
Guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. And they were talking about it too. And, you know, I guess at that point, the key is just make make good beer, and you won't go under.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the one.
Do what you love.
That's yeah. I got to tell you, though, between all of us three sitting here and everyone listening that's around, if anybody is going to start folding, I hope it's like the it's the people that are the national chains that disguise themselves as craft breweries first. I'm not going to say, what is it, Gordon Birch? Is that the name of it? I think they're in Kansas City. I've seen them in a few places. You go in there, you get a good hamburger, and it's like it says best craft beer in town, and it's all their craft beers, and there's not one good one in among all of them.
Well, I was in Ram. I was in Indy, and I went to a restaurant called Ram, and they're a craft brewery thing, and it's their own beers, and it's awful. Just terrible garbage.
We will, since Andrew's probably closing this place up soon, and I'm sure you guys got to get, we'll wrap up soon, but I want to ask you, being a fan of craft beer, which you can't brew it if you're not a fan. That's the best thing about craft beer. What's some breweries, let's get rid of the St. Louis market because those guys are too close to home. Mm-hmm. What's some breweries that really get you going that we may not even be able to get here in St. Louis that you've had? What ones that really, anytime they release something, piques your curiosity, it merely makes you want to run and get it?
I mean, one of my biggest ones, I love them. I drink a ton of their beer, is Oscar Blues.
Okay. Oh, Oscar Blues is
I
a good beer.
I love Oscar Blues.
They do have a really solid Pilsner.
Pinner is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of my good go-tos.
An underrated brewery that that's been making beers for a while. And I tell you, I think they're not flashy. They just make good beers.
Yeah.
That's it. I'll buy that. Yeah. I call them my Dave's Pale Ale's my softball beer. I can buy a 12-pack of that
and
play my two games on Friday night and not be too drunk.
Yeah.
I'm still good on that second game.
Right, it's like Founders all day.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, there's a reason they sell a 15-pack, right?
Exactly.
It's a challenge to drink them all and still be semi-sober.
How much out-of-the-area beers do you get to try?
A good amount between people coming through the brewery, brewery friends sending us stuff to the brewery, or people going out of town and bringing stuff back.
It's kind
of
like celebrities getting free clothes and stuff.
We get a lot of beer that we get to pop open at the brewery, that's for sure.
Do you guys do – I know you guys have done – do you have any – can you say if you have any, like, projects going on with other breweries outside of
– Oh, yeah, you guys do collaborations.
Any collaborations coming up?
We actually got one being released tomorrow night.
Okay.
I just got the chance to go out to New York with one of our brewers, Jonathan Moxie. He's from out there, has good friends that are in the brewing industry out there. And we did a collab with it's the Kings County Brewing Collective.
Okay.
So we went out there to brew a beer, and that one's not being released yet, but they came here also to brew a beer with Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of his best friends.
Okay.
And the beer they brewed is a robust porter, and it's being released tomorrow night.
Oh,
nice.
That's right in my wheelhouse, porters and stouts.
It's a draft-only beer, but they only brewed 8 barrels of it, but that's being released in the tasting room tomorrow night.
Oh, cool.
Have you had it?
I have. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, that makes me mad.
Where can, for the people that are around here and they don't know, I don't want to put you on the spot. I guess we could always Google it, but where can the tasting room, what are the hours?
Tasting room is open Wednesday through Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesdays and Thursdays, 4 to 10.
Okay.
Fridays, 4 to 11. And Saturdays, noon to 11.
Okay.
And that's just off of 55 South County, right?
55, get off on Germania.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a beautiful place. I've been there.
And I have heard that they may have a brewer that might give a tours on Saturdays.
Every
right?
Saturday we have a free brewery tour at 2:00.
And who does that?
Kind of depends.
I hear you do it.
Sometimes.
Though. That's right.
Sometimes.
Yeah, that's what they said. So, well, I tell you what. Like I said, we're gonna wrap up here. Yep. What else? I mean, if you can leave with anything, anybody, what should they know the most about Perennial Brewery before we wrap up?
I guess I just. I'd say that we like, you know, as a brewery, we also operate kind of like a family. We're very supportive. We're very focused on putting out the best thing that we can.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said in the beer school, focusing on very balanced beers, but we're very dedicated to the quality of our products.
Yep.
And that's what we care about most.
Well, I tell you what, as two guys that like to drink beer, you guys are doing a great job, mm-hmm. in our opinion. So just keep it up, man.
Awesome.
And
thank
we appreciate you sitting down. And we appreciate you coming out to the beer sauce shop here on Mid Rivers Mall.
Yeah,
it was great.
I had fun. Yeah. This was fun. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're back in for the last segment of the night. But this time we have four, count them, four-time return guest, Andrew.
Woo. Bump, bump, bump. You get a...
It's and this time it's a lot easier to say it's Andrew of the beer sauce shop.
Yep.
Used to, we'd have to argue or fight through whatever name we were going to say.
Yeah, how many times have you changed your name?
Four.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
So I got to tell you what, like we said earlier, this is our 100th episode week, by the way.
Ooh.
Yeah, so
congrats.
Yeah, thanks. So we've this will be the second of three releases this week. Right. And but I got to tell you this, and you know as well as I do. I mean, you know me, so I've done a lot of beer schools. I got to tell you what, I think tonight was my favorite beer school.
It was a lot of fun.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I mean, and it was twofold. For one, you know, we love you guys here at the Beer Sauce Shop. But two, man, Perennial brought the noise tonight.
They brought it, definitely.
And we were, one of the questions I asked was of Matt, who sat in with us in the last segment, was what he thought of people, you know, beer mules buying and reselling.
Okay.
And because, you know, and of course, you always find the knee jerk to find something on the internet. You got to find who's selling it and then get the real price. But there's some people trying to push that Maman for $200-$300.
Yep.
And that beer is unbelievably good.
It is. It is. Really
I wouldn't
good.
Pay $200-$300 for
no,
it.
No.
It is delicious.
It's very delicious, but I think there's enough accessible beers.
Yeah.
Shelfies, as they would call them.
Yeah.
At places like ours and some others. I need to.
No, yeah, you're good. Just
you're
eat a
fine.
Little bit. It's
too far from the mic.
Yeah, your acoustics in here, it's just it picks up all the ambient noise, but
it
you're
does.
Good. Yeah, you're good.
It sounds like we're in a warehouse
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
We are. It's massive.
It is the
huge.
Biggest. Yeah, yeah.
No, it's 3,200 square feet. But
you know what? We've been talking about you guys for a while.
Yeah.
And we had a great impromptu commercial the last episode. Or mm-hmm. not the last episode, but the one before
yeah.
with me and Tom. But you know what? You guys announced or kind of led into it, you and Rich, that you were opening up. But you've been open up for how many months now?
So we're right at 2 months.
Oh, it's just
that
eight
is.
Weeks.
Eight
God
weeks,
bless.
Yeah.
It seems like longer.
It does. And to me, it seems both long and it just happened. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. Well, so the obvious question that everyone asks is how is it now after 2 months? How's it going?
It's going very well. So, you know, we came into this. Obviously, it's a passion of ours. But first and foremost, Rick and I are business, you know, business focused. So that's not to say that we're doing this just for the money, but we certainly want to make a living doing something
we enjoy doing. It's always fun to do what you love, but you have to pay bills.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, and we had great support from the community. You know, I'm really really excited to be where we are in St. Peter's. Not a ton of stuff like this. Nothing like our store.
There used to be a little shop up the street.
He's
yeah,
familiar.
Great
yeah.
place.
Wolfbrow.
And they did really good. I don't know why they shut down or whatever. You know, I don't want to get into
yeah.
that. But they did good work. But
sure.
You guys got a little step up, and you got your marketing and your viral campaign is a little bit better.
And we've
that,
talked about this, but I believe we've talked about this without you on the air. One of the mm-hmm. things you guys have done best, and I know you're good at it, and I feel like Rich has got a mind for it. You guys have branded really well.
Yeah.
Like the beer sauce logo, how everything's branded, the vending machine with it on there. And I've sat here at the bar and heard compliments from other people about that. But you also do a good job with your events, and we've talked about it. Every Wednesday, you always have something.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. So we lead off the month with barbecue school. So I'm the beer guy, Rick. Is the sauce guy. So he takes over the barbecue school. He brings in someone unique every month. We've had the guys from Smokin' Brothers who make our grills out of Cape Girardeau. They did an awesome job. They've been a competition barbecue team for years. So lots of insight there. We had Bacon and Barbecue Night. So we had
I missed that one.
Rustic Rubs who over in Belleville, he owns a couple of restaurants. And he makes rustic rubs. So he's got a rib rub, and he's got an all-purpose rub you can try on the sauce bar.
I think they just won, like, best barbecue in St. Louis.
Did they?
Or in, like, Riverfront Times named them the best barbecue, I think.
That's awesome.
There's the Beast. Is that what you're talking about?
That's what
it is.
Yeah,
the Beast. So I know he's good friends with them, the rustic rub guy, but he's got another
I know it was
business.
In Illinois. Yeah.
Yeah, they do some The Beast. I'm going over there soon. If you haven't been, check them out.
I'll have to look at them. But yeah. So you have the barbecue school first night.
We've got the barbecue school, so I think we've got a rib cook-off that we're going to pair with. Again, shout-out to Perennial. We're going to be doing a Braxis, so we've already reserved our keg, and then we're going to look at working with some local chefs to pair their ribs and make maybe a rub that features some of the spices and the notes that you're going to get out of the Abraxas.
Okay.
So
nice.
Some cinnamon, you know, a little bit of maybe coffee or cocoa. So we're working on that. So check that out. Second Wednesday,
bottle share.
Yep.
So this is just a way for us to really kind of give back to the beer community and hang out with people who are passionate.
And
like
how long? How long you've been doing the bottle share for a while? How long is your bottle share? I mean, you started the bottle share like what were you originally called? Drink Mo Beer.
Yeah, Drink Mo Beer, and then it became Craft Chat, but same people, same thing. So we normally had we moved from bar to bar in St. Charles County.
How many years is this now?
So we did at least 16 to 18 months with Drink Mo Beer. And obviously, we didn't revamp it until we opened. So this will be bottle share number 3.
Here,
okay.
Yeah. So 2 years of bottle shares, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. And I tell you what, I came to the first one, which you were sick for your own store, and you were sick for your first one.
I know,
came for your first
horrible.
One, and the first That's one was great. And I got to tell you, the turnout for the first one was good. The turnout tonight was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people are. First of all, we can say St. Charles County. Knows a thing or two about beer. And
yeah,
people are passionate about it.
I gotta tell you
what,
least. Katie, the event manager for Perennial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were talking about that. She was talking about, she said, I apologize, let me digress. It was Katie with Craft Republic.
Craft Republic, yes.
One of the distributors out
Katie
here.
Katie Herrera. So
yeah.
She also, I think that was right.
And by the time you're hearing this, she's tweeted us and she's followed us and she put out a picture with Matt, their brewer, and her main squeeze. So, and we've gotten like 3 or 4 follows in the time we've since that. Yeah.
Nice. I love making new friends.
So, you know, she
Especially
talked about
beer
this.
Friends.
She talked about, she said, you know, this is her market. And she said, and I love it. She goes, because it's a market now.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, there's, and I gave you credit. I said, I got to tell you, I think the two people that really spearheaded this market's growth was probably first Kyle
at
Shamrocks.
Yeah.
And you and Chris starting what you guys started and going. I can tell you, it's, you know, it only grows because first off, you can't get people, you know, supporting or really pushing for it that don't love it.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, we love our beer. And we can finally have beer to brag about.
Yep.
I mean, since you've been around, we've had Friendship Open, Good
awesome.
News. I just went to Good
and
News.
And before that, we can't forget Exit 6.
Exit Six,
kinda,
well, yeah.
He blazed the trail.
Yeah.
He
in
did.
This area, obviously, Trailhead was there, but.
And he gave us a good, and he gave us the most backwards good reason to make national news out here.
Oh, yeah.
With
the F word.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That was awesome.
You know, and now we get, I just recently went to Good News a month back, not quite a month ago.
Yeah, they're bringing it.
And the pizza was good.
I haven't been there yet.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Have you met with those guys yet?
I met the owner. He was there that night.
Dan?
Yeah.
There's Dan and then Josh and then Matt, I believe.
Dan and Matt were the ones that were there that night.
So Dan calls himself the mouth of the brewery. So I actually talked to Dan today. We're going to be doing a collaboration event. Working title is Sausage Fest. I had to clear that up. Make sure.
Don't Google that.
Right. Definitely don't Google it yet.
Yeah.
So we're
maybe
working.
We should do beer sauce. Edge Fest.
That's probably what we'll go with.
Yeah.
No, I mean, so Dan's a great guy. So we're going to be doing a collaboration. They're going to be making some custom beef sausages. That's not helping. I don't know.
Now you're just digging a hole.
It's the whole thing's phallic. It's fine.
We're smoking sausages.
Yeah.
Even worse.
Yeah.
See, I
you might as well go over the top.
Anyway, there's going to be delicious sausage. We're just going to go with it. And then they're going to make their pizzas with some of the meats that they're cooking. We're looking at doing a collaboration, tossing some of the spices and rubs into the brat before we make it.
That sounds good.
Sounds like there's going to be a lot of meat that you can put in your mouth
that
day.
True.
Exactly.
That's
some delicious, juicy
But
meat.
Let me clean up. Their pizza is very, very good.
No joke.
And they sell
sourdough
only
crust.
Personal buy size.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
But anyway, back to what we were saying.
You don't have to do pizza math.
Giving
you, know you
That's right. Giving you a little bit of an ego here, but you've really been if not at the front, very close to the front of pushing craft beer out here, and it's been great. And
you're the man.
Yeah, but back to it. So we've got first two Sunday or Wednesdays out of the way.
Yeah,
the
yeah. Show.
Set third one is another very good one that not a lot of people are doing.
Right, Whiskey School.
Yeah, so, I like Whiskey School.
Whiskey School, just like Beer School, basically it's an excuse to give you guys some free booze.
Mm-hmm.
So come in, we have a different distiller every go around. So we just had. The guys out from Columbia, Van is a good friend of ours in the whiskey world, with Dogmaster Distillery. So
that's
they're doing
one.
Cool stuff. Great tasting room they've got. We've got three of their. We got their white. We got their normal whiskey, and then we got their bourbon. I'm normally a bourbon guy, but their whiskey has it going on.
Yeah, so. I enjoyed it. The only thing I didn't enjoy, and this is not their fault,
sure,
but was the white, and I'll never drink another white whiskey again.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to them. It's just everybody takes everything that's great about whiskey and they throw it out the window and just leave the white alcohol taste behind. Yeah.
And that's the other thing we've noticed about our community is people are bourbon drinkers out here. They appreciate the whiskey. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't tell you how many bottles we sell on a Saturday.
Yeah, and I'm going to come back to – I bought a couple bottles, and I'm going to come back to that in a second. But let's finish up with the fourth Wednesday, which is why we're here tonight.
Beer school.
A very long-running tradition among craft brewing and stuff like that is beer school, and I think you guys are doing a good job so far. And then you've got your other thing. You alluded to it earlier. You have your events. Like, you've got one coming up October 21st, which the wrap is entered.
All right.
Cook-off? I'm doing a chili for the chili cook-off.
Okay. So it's October 21st?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
All right. Should we all do a chili?
I mean, if you...
I think you need some bragging rights within the You mean the you cast.
Should we, like, fight against one another?
Oh, I definitely think we should fight against one another.
Okay. I got to double-check with the wife. I feel like something's going on, but I think that I marked this in my calendar.
But there's rules to it.
There are rules.
Yeah,
that's fine. But, I mean, like, I feel like Tom was a chef, right?
You are
the humble brag beast of the world. Yeah. And I don't know. I can probably throw some shit together.
Yeah.
So the kicker is, as Jeremy alluded to, you do need to use an ingredient from the shop chili. It could be beer. It probably should be whiskey. It could be hot sauce.
I'm going to give you a sneak peek.
I'm using ingredients from
both sides of the store.
There you go.
Yeah. And I've already got it. I've been mapping it out. I mean, I do my research, motherfucker. So
right. I don't. I'm just going to throw some shit together.
What else you guys got that people need to know about? Well, first off, let's say this. It's not just beer. We've talked a lot about beer, and then we've just alluded to the whiskeys. And I believe, and I'm just regurgitating your website, you have over 500 different varieties of beer.
We do.
Over 25 varieties of whiskey.
Yep.
Then you have, I couldn't even begin to count, how many sauces and rubs?
We're sitting at about 250 so right now.
Wow. Yeah.
And that incorporates rubs, barbecue sauces, hot sauces, and some condiments.
And if you're into, like, the local guys, like, I'm sitting right here. I can see Sugar Fryer sitting right here. Dig their stuff, it's sitting on the shelf right here.
Yeah, and the cool thing about those is every week or so, we always have 50 tasteable sauces, rubs, or hot sauces. When you come in, our goal is to have at least 10 to 15 new ones that you can taste. Come in from week to week, you're going to try new stuff.
Nice.
We do have our house brands, which almost always are tasteable.
And while you're tasting those, you can get a beer on tap, right?
You can, and that's one of the things that we're learning we really need to push, because you guys know, just like I know, shopping's better when you have a beer in your hand.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, you have an Aldi's across the street. If you are a husband whose wife makes you go to the store,
you're on a sexist tangent
here. Or a wife whose husband makes you drag her to the store, but you would rather have a beer, like, I'll meet you at the end and put the groceries in the car while I have a beer across the street. And that's where I'm going with this.
I think we might need to install a fridge so you don't even have to go home.
There you go.
You should just do a crosswalk,
right?
You know, like a little bridge.
And even more than that, though, even more than this, that, you also have, I mean, were you so inclined to cook? You have the options for that. First off, everyone in this world knows, everyone that likes barbecue knows about the Big Green Egg. You guys are now a licensed vendor or distributor for the Big Green Egg.
We are, yeah. We have 5 sizes of the egg.
And accessories, all the accessories you need to go with it.
Definitely. So we kind of joke that the Big Green Egg accessories are kind of the Pandora bracelet for guys.
So that makes sense. I like that.
You know what to get. So
I like it. And that's an easy Father's Day gift. You guys are going to clean up on Father's Day next year.
I think so.
And then you alluded to it earlier. You've got the guys from, and I'm going to correct you because I grew up in the Boot Hill.
Okay.
From Jackson. You got from the guys Jackson. From Jackson. It's not Cape Girardeau.
You got it.
It's Jackson. And that they make those down in Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And they are temperature release pellet smokers, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Double wall steel. So we only sell their premium version. So it's all 16 gauge steel, double wall around the heat box, front loading pellet hopper. So all their pellets, too, which we also sell, they get 4 or 5 varieties, and all of them are hardwood. No randomness is going in there, so you know exactly what you're getting. They're going to burn about a pound a minute, which equates to about a buck a minute burn time, buck an hour, sorry.
And I can tell you this from experience, recent experience, is I can tell you that you got the Carolina or the mustard.
Carolina Moonshine.
Moonshine Monster. That thing's back. That thing's unbelievable. I put that. You've had that at my house on chicken.
Yep.
Big 750 milliliter bottle.
You've got the Ivy League, which is my wife's favorite. You also, and another thing, and we've mentioned this before, but tying it into more friends of the show and sponsor of the show, you guys have bomber jackets.
You got it. Which, actually, meeting with, remind me of
Alex.
Alex tomorrow. Yeah, we're looking at maybe doing a custom bottle for out here.
There you go.
Where are you meeting him?
We're meeting him up here at the shop. You should come up.
Yeah, what time he'll
us.
Be here?
I don't have my phone on.
Well,
me,
we're off the air. Yeah, I'll definitely come. I'll text him tomorrow and say, hey, I'm meeting you there because, yeah, he's a great dude.
He is a good dude.
It's a good product, and that's kind of what.
You need to catch back up with that guy.
And that's the thing.
He reminds me of how unhip I am, though.
No, he definitely will do that. Yeah. The guy's got his own.
He doesn't do it on purpose.
He's got his
he's
own
just
clothing.
That cool.
He just irradiates
he uses
coolness.
Cool, exactly.
He's got his own clothing line coming out.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's been working on it for a while. Yeah. And I got to tell you, and here's how hip he is. Way more hip than I would never wear the clothes. And it's not a shot at him. I know they're not going to work for me.
I'd pull them off poorly, but I'd still try.
I have a very lunchbox-esque shape, so very square. SpongeBob, if you will.
So, but that's what we're trying to say. And that we haven't even got onto those tables, but I like to call them your random tables right up the front.
Oh, yeah.
You have lots of different things from like the mustache guard for drinking.
Oh, yeah. Umbrella for your face.
That's some funny stuff.
You've got everything. You got your own t-shirts. You got, like I said, you guys have branded well. You can get your own beer sauce hat. You can get whatever you want. You got a lot of shit going on.
Bottom line is, come out here and check this place out. It's fucking cool.
Yeah. What have you got that we haven't touched on, or what's coming up that we need to bring up before we wrap up here?
So, biggest thing, you know, is we're pretty literal beer sauce. We're not a restaurant. We're a retail place. We're packaged liquor. You go on one side, you pick up one of 500 craft beers, put it in a six-pack. We have carriers for you. Shout out, though, if you do have cardboard six-pack holders, we need them. So,
really?
We're looking at a system here. Got to look at the numbers, but we're looking at giving away some free pints, depending on how many you bring in.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Even a dollar off would be a good deal.
Well, you know what? That's a tangent. That's a good topic, too. You also do a good job, and you've brought up all the things that you do with you collaborate with like local chefs, local breweries and stuff.
For sure.
Another good collaboration you have in terms of getting a discount is your collaboration with the Crowlers from Third Wheel.
You got it. Yeah, so anytime you go to our good friends over at Third Wheel Brewing.
Which you should because the beer's great.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal.
I personally right now, Gumaz on tap, and it's my favorite on tap
Gumaz
right now.
Gumaz killer. The Boss is awesome.
The Boss is good.
The Oktoberfest is good. And
food is
boozy.
Damn good.
Food is great, yes.
Yeah. And you guys, if you get a Crowler at Third Wheel, I can't even tell you how much they cost. I just buy them. I don't even ask.
Get a Crowler. Don't do it on Sundays. Get a Growler on Sundays because they do $5 off.
So holy shit. I'm going Sunday.
Yeah. Be there.
And then, but once you're done with that Crowler, don't throw the can away.
No, we've got a special recycle bin just for that. It's going to have the Third Wheel logo on it. We're doing it all, so we're going to grab that can, toss it in there. You get a dollar off your draft here. Any draft.
There you go.
Anything on draft.
This is what I brought up earlier, too, you guys had. I didn't pay attention until recently in my emails. You guys have, like, a point program.
We do. So
yeah,
I'm a
member.
You are. Every dollar's a point. Every 100 points is a free pint or a free sauce or rub. So
that's awesome, and I've qualified for them. I just keep forgetting about it, and plus I don't I mean we're close enough that I don't really care about the free point, but knowing that it is there is awesome.
Correct me if I'm wrong, it's all digital in your computer, so I don't have to carry a card.
You got it,
right?
You don't have to carry
Thank
one of those
God,
annoying
I hate
freaking
that
cards
shit.
You don't have to pull anything up. You just gotta from time to time say, hey, check my points.
Yeah, that's
It'll
another
email you and tell you, but
and that's another thing too. People sometimes, I feel like sometimes, and I don't. I some people finally kind of get a little skittish about this.
Yeah,
where you go to buy something and they say, "Can I have your email?"
Right.
People give them your damn email.
Right.
It's worth
and
it.
And so first name, last name, email. That's what we need to enroll you. That's just what the software requires. We don't sell it. We don't give it away.
Yeah.
And honestly, we don't have that much time to send you a bunch of emails. So
you really
maybe,
don't.
Maybe,
you don't
maybe
send
one
a lot
or two a month. About, hey guys, reminder, beer school, reminder, barbecue school.
Well, and honestly, that's just convenient.
And
right.
You know what you said about not having much time, and there's those people that don't know. For the people that don't know, all the hats we talked about you wearing, Drink Mo Beer Radio, then Craft Tap Radio, you used to have a very good podcast that was interviewing brewers around the area. now that you are a business owner and the beer man at the beer sauce shop, you don't have much room for it, which is kind of why we come up here for you. And I think we're gonna probably try to do our damnedest to be up here for every beer school.
We're gonna do our best.
We'd love to have you
at least.
Because here's the thing, Andrew. I hate to have to do it, but if someone has to come up and drink beer and talk to these brewers, I guess I'll be the guy to do it for
it's
you.
It's a tough gig, right?
Yeah.
It really is.
And, you know, we'll check in from time to time. Maybe we'll get Rick back on here one day, too.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
But the problem is he's just going to talk about sauces all day.
Yeah.
Maybe we should come up for a barbecue. I love being a good sauce.
I do, too. And we're fine with him talking about it. I think for those that don't know, you can go back and listen to him in the podcast. The guy's enthusiastic.
He is full of energy.
The main trait he has, enthusiasm, and I love it. And I love coming here. I've been here way more than I should, probably, because, you know, you're
perfect amount of time.
That's perfect.
I'm pretty sure Andrew would disagree. Yeah. You have not came enough.
Well, my wife may argue with it, but that's okay, though. But you know what? It's closing time, and we've now had three pretty damn solid segments, and if you, like I said, give them your address, give them your all your socials and things like that so they know.
Right, definitely, yeah. We could use those. So, yeah, check out, again, Chili Fest, October 21st. We're going to have live music from Wade Trent. So if you've been in the area, you know him, does some great stuff. He's learning, you know, our place kind of has a retro vibe, so he's playing some 50s, 60s era music, maybe a little Johnny Cash, some early stuff. A little bit of Elvis, so he's learning some songs for us. He's going to be live music out here. $5 will get you into the chili cook-off, get you 20 samples of all the chilies, hopefully free Tums.
Let's talk about what you win, too. We didn't hit on that.
Yeah, so what you win when you $10 entry. Contestant. $10 entry. Now, that's going to – we just want to get some skin in the game so we know you're going to show up with your chili.
Get you a beer.
Get you a free beer, and it gets you the opportunity, two opportunities, to win a $50 beer sauce gift card.
There you go.
So
I can tell you I've had one of those beer sauce gift cards.
How'd
beer
you get
shop.
That again?
Somebody puked in my house, and I got a gift card for it. It was great. It was a kid, too. The only person that's allowed to puke in my house, you know. Well, I forget what I was going to say, but yeah, you can win those two $50 gift certificates. But like you said, so what's the categories for winning? You have the judge's choice.
Judge's choice, and then we have the people's choice. So every person who comes here is going to buy a $5 entry fee. That's going to get you unlimited taste or 20 tasting tickets, sorry. And then just one ticket, and you're going to drop that in the bucket for your favorite chili. So
awesome.
Two opportunities.
Go. Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. And 318 Mid Rivers Mall Drive.
You got it. We're right next to the Hair Saloon for Men, right across from Red Robin on Mid-Rivers.
Yum. Because you got to say yum every time you say Red Robin.
Right.
And you are on – you can check out all this information on their Facebook and on their website at thebeersauceshop.com. There you go. And
Instagram, which I'm still figuring out. Bear with me. And Twitter.
So yeah.
Check us out there.
Oh, you're doing a good job on both of them. How about some things they might not know and one of the reasons you guys came on?
Sure.
How is the Beer Sauce box going?
Beer sauce box is going all right. We kind of this, we're having some issues keeping up with it.
This took
the store
a time,
now.
Right?
It did, yeah. So the beer sauce box is chugging along. As a matter of fact, we just featured Perennial.
Yeah.
Coming up, the box that you can order before in the last few days of this month that'll be released next month is going to be Odell Brewing.
Oh, that's
Colorado,
nice.
So our
I
first
love
kind
Odell.
Of national brewing.
Yeah, that's big.
So working with Jake from the local Odell rep. Does a great job, so I think it's going to include like a shirt, some glassware, probably not a free pint, but maybe a free pint that can be redeemed here for any Odell beer.
Okay.
So $19.95 a month. Right now we're mailing it, but if you like, you can pick it up in the shop.
And
we're working
fantastic.
On a program where you get a free pint if you do choose to pick it up in the shop.
Sweet.
So what you're trying to say is you guys got a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, we got a lot of hats in the air.
A few balls in the air. So.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap up. For the night, because I got to put all this stuff up, because Bender's not going to help me. But we're going to finish our beer, and we're definitely going to see you next month at Beer School. So don't miss it.
Sounds good. We're still working on who's going to be here, but we'll let you know soon.
We'll be here. Yep. That's all that matters.
Awesome.
Bender, say bye.
Bye.
We're going to play the music.